You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly new music feature with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ryan.
Well, first, we have a frontman of a rock band putting together an album full of arena-ready pop songs.
Once upon a magical time called the 1980s, Heartland Rock ruled the day with its dead-end towns, busted dreams, football Friday nights, and down-on-their-luck protagonists yearning for escape. Killers frontman Brandon Flowers recreates these scenes with his second solo record, The Desired Effect, pairing them both with straightforward rock and some groovier, more exotic flourishes borrowed from the era's pop stars. Think like Peter Gabriel and Culture Club trading turns in the studio with Bruce Springsteen and John Cougar Mellencamp. Flowers presides with a clear-eyed sort of glee over this marriage of sounds on The Desired Effect, which is full of theatrics that Killers fans will probably enjoy a lot. Put it this way, if you listened to their last record, Battle Born, and thought, this arena rock is cool, but I could use a couple more kalimba breakdowns and funkier bass play, then The Desired Effect is most definitely for you.
That's Brandon Flowers of The Killers with Dreams Come True off his new solo album, The Desired Effect, which is out now on Island Records. Next, we have a song that NPR's Ann Power says is pretty darn close to perfection.
Tipping his cap with one hand while he clutches an acoustic guitar with the other, Bob Dylan affects a casual, friendly grin on the cover of his ninth studio album, 1969's Nashville Skyline. The art sets the chipper tone for the record, a gem of clever and heavily thoughtful country songwriting merged with rock and roll dynamics. It set a high bar for country rock, and I think here, 31-year-old newcomer Raylan Baxter's met it. This song's called Yellow Eyes, and it's got everything you want from a Nashville country rock tune. A warm organ tone, sharply recorded electric guitars, a well-played dobro. But most importantly, Baxter spins a couple of memorable melodic lines out of his own insecurity and heartbreak. A guy who can do that's got a long career ahead of him, even in a place as competitive as Nashville.
Sunday morning, I forgot what it's like to lose a friend. But yesterday, how it seems so far away, and I've said all I can say.
That's Raylan Baxter with Yellow Eyes off his upcoming album Imaginary Man, out August 14th on ATO Records. Finally, is it R&B, funk, neo-soul? The singer now keeps us guessing on a new track.
Being one of the world's great international melting pot cities, London has a long history of music producers churning out provocative hybrid forms of pop music that often synthesize half a dozen different styles into a seamless final product. Continuing in that tradition is Now, spelled N-A-O, who sings late 90s R&B over a fat funk bass line and a weirdly timed beat constructed out of wood blocks and an extra crisp hi-hat in the song Inhale Exhale. It all works together pretty effectively here, and Now actually kind of reminds me of Ginuwine's Pony with some of her clever wordplay. Check it out.
The singer Now with Inhale Exhale, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC features Nathan Poppy and Dave Cathy catching up with local brewers for Craft Beer Week. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.